I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Craig, and welcome to another episode of Football Kit Memories, the football podcast that gets under the shirt. In today's episode, I am joined by Ricardo Mardan Wiend, the senior football designer at Mexican sportswear brand Charlie Football. During our chat, I find out more about the brand and the shirts it designs and supplies for a number of teams in the Mexican league, the Liga MX. Ricardo also explains the thinking behind the successful Dia de Muertos jerseys, and he shares the emotion he felt when he saw his team, Club León, take to the field in a shirt he designed. Remember, you can listen to this and other episodes of Football Kit Memories on all major audio platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please do like, follow, share, but above all, please do enjoy the podcast. Okay, so today on the podcast, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Ricardo Mardan Wiend, senior football designer at Mexican sportswear brand Charlie. How are you doing, Ricardo?
Fine, Craig. Thanks for the invitation.
Hey, it's great to have you here. I'm so excited to find out a bit more about Charlie and Mexican football in general. Do you want to tell me, for anybody that doesn't know, do you want to tell me a little bit more about Charlie, the sportswear brand that you work for?
Yeah, sure. Charlie is a sport brand. It's a football and apparel, actually it's a footwear and apparel brand. It was initiated in 1977. Mm-hmm. So it has been a quite a long journey for the brand. But actually in football, we have a less time. We started in 2014.
Okay.
And actually we have nine teams. Six teams in the Liga MX, two teams in the second division of Mexico, right, and one team in Chile, which is Everton.
Oh, nice. Cool. So what exactly does your role entail there as the football designer?
Well, I'm in charge of all the design of the football kits. We have a team of three designers that we do all the stuff about football, but I'm in charge of the match kits and the training kits. So it's quite a funny and a great job for me.
Yeah. How did you come to be in that role in the first place?
Well, actually, I've always been a football fan, always since I have memory. And actually, I think that I'm more football shirts fan than the sports itself. So
okay.
I've always wanted to be part of this industry. I mean, I always wanted to design football kits since I was a kid. So I think I'm a little bit stubborn because I always wanted to do that. And since the beginning, I've always tried to be involved in the design of the football apparel shirts. Clothing and all that stuff. Unfortunately, after I finished my bachelor's degree, I had the chance to, actually it's my first job.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I think I'm kind of lucky to be here, to be designing football kits. I mean, if I talk to myself in the past, maybe he would laugh, right? That my first job will be my actual ideal job. So I'm really lucky to be designing football kits.
That's amazing.
So I wanted to ask you a bit more about the process behind, or, you know, the process that you go through to design a football shirt at Charlie. Is there anything that you guys try and actively do different to make yourselves stand out in the market, perhaps?
Well, we always try to tell a story with the football kit. We always want to get all the identity of the team, to tell a story, as I told you, and always to be or create a kit that will be a great kit for all the fan base.
Yeah,
because, you know, probably sometimes it's kind of tough to get all the how could I say it? I mean, we always try to get the best kit for the fans.
Right.
That's it. So we always we kind of do an investigation. It's a long process.
Yeah.
And at the end, I think, fortunately, we have been fulfilling all the fan base expectations. Obviously, sometimes they don't like it, but at the end, it's a great process, and it's a process that we actually give all of ourselves to get the best kit.
Yeah. How do you guys kind of measure success? Is it sales? Is it feedback? Is it success on the pitch?
Well, actually, I think that social network right now gives you a lot of information about if a kid is a good one or a bad one. But fortunately, all our designs are going through I don't have obviously the measure, but I think that it's a great work what the brand and we are doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, recently the Dia de Muertos kids was a great impact for the brand. It was a worldwide new.
Yeah.
And I think that we're still going on that way. So I think, obviously, we have, in compared with other brands, we have really been in the market less than the other brands. And I think in the short time, we have been doing great things.
Yeah, I think you guys stand out a great deal, and I really wanted to ask you about those Dia de los Muertos shirts that you did last year as well. They were so cool, and they had such a huge hit as well on social, didn't they, too? Were you guys seeing sales flying from international as well?
Yes, actually, a couple of guys in England, I think, many people in England actually bought the jerseys.
Yeah.
But yes, the idea of the whole project was to embellish this Mexican identity.
Hmm.
I don't know if you saw the movie Coco, which also was like a great impact. And it was kind of the idea to take our roots, our Mexican roots, and to be known all around the world, because I think Mexico has a lot of good things that people may not know.
Yeah.
But I think if we had the chance through sports and through apparel to take all these cultural, historical traditions, it was a great idea. And at the end, it was, you know, because I don't know, maybe it's kind of funny, because if you said, I'm going to make shirts about death, it's kind of, what are you talking about, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a whole tradition, and this tradition has many elements to talk about, and that's what we did. We took those elements to talk about this. I see it myself as a great and beautiful tradition here in Mexico.
Yeah. It's like, I think the designs are very subtle as well in many cases too. So they're kind of subtle nods that kind of stuck to the colours of the club, but actually, as you say, kind of looked at those kind of inspirational things from that.
Yes, and I feel it was easier because we were talking about the third kit, you know, and in the third kits we could risk a little bit more than on the home kit, for example. So I think it was a great project at the end.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I really like them. Did you have, does the company have aspirations of kind of growing outside of the Mexican League? Would it ever try and kind of get involved with teams in Europe, perhaps, or elsewhere in the world?
Well, I think in the future it will be a great idea, but actually The brand is expanding to the USA.
Okay.
And we have already an office over there, but I think it's going to be a step by step. You know, as I told you, we have been really short time in the football world, to say it that way. So I think there's no pressure, and we want to do the things in a good way, and not get pressure and maybe screw it. You know.
Yeah, of course, taking things slowly. But I guess, you know, as I say, really iconic, the stuff you guys make. Obviously, there's been a lot of successes. Have there been any shirts that you've made that have had a really bad reaction from the fans? And kind of like, how does that make you feel as a designer?
Well, I don't think right now in a specific one. But at the beginning, when I started, it was kind of sad to see all the reactions.
Right.
In the social network, but at the end, I think social network sometimes is not the true, you know? Sometimes many people just go around and saying bad things about everything, and they only want to complain. So it was like kind of a process to me to understand that, because at the beginning I was really excited with all the stuff, as I told you. I've always wanted to be designing football kits, and then my first kit, it's like, oh, it looks horrible, blah blah blah. So the first year was really tough to me, but at the end I understood that I don't have to listen to everything, and maybe not all the things that are not all the things that the people are saying is as bad as they think.
Yeah.
And also not as good, you know? I mean, I have to be in the middle always. But it's part of the job. But as I told you, it cost me a lot to understand that.
Well, I guess, like, you're right. I think social media is a land of extremes, isn't it? People really love something, really hate something. You're not going to type something out if you just feel lukewarm about it, I suppose, are you? So you're right. That's a good way to be.
Yes, exactly. But as I told you, I was a rookie, you know? So I was kind of really excited, and I was checking the social network every minute to see all the reactions. But it was a tough year, but... Right now it's okay.
I bet. I'm still the same with the podcast. Don't worry about it. We're all learning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So there's a question I ask everybody on the podcast, and I guess for you, this is going to be quite an interesting question. If you can sum this up for me, what do football shirts mean to you?
Oof. I think they mean everything. It means to me my connection with my brother. It's kind of our thing. I'm a collector of football shirts, and I'm a collector thanks to him. I think, I don't want to go too long with this answer, but I think it's everything. As I've told you, I think actually I love more the football shirts than the sports itself, right? So, and fortunately, I make a living of thanks to the football shirts. So right now, football shirts for me are everything.
It's just a huge passion point. That's amazing. Well, look, let's go in and talk about your three football shirts that you've chosen today. So the first one you wanted to talk about was the 1998 FC Barcelona Nike home shirt. Tell me why you chose this one.
Because this one was my first international kit that I got.
Okay.
Here in Mexico, it was on that time really complicated to get football shirts, and more from an European team.
Yeah.
And that kit is one I actually already I have it. I still have it. It's kind of really small because I was 6 years old when I get it.
Yeah.
But for me, it means everything because it was my first kit. And actually, thanks to that kit, I'm a Barcelona fan, you know, because I love the colors. I love the shirt. And I think it's the oldest shirt that I have. And it's the one that I have I'm thinking to give that kit a special place someday in my place. But it meant a lot to me because also, as I told you, my brother is a really football fan and football shirt fan also. So he had the same shirt. So we use it at the same time. And that's kind of twinning thing.
Nice.
So it's a special and emotional shirt for me.
How did it go when you were kids? Were you able to share football shirts together? Or is it more something you'd fight over?
No, actually... he's 8 years older, so they doesn't fit when I was a kid. They didn't fit when I was a kid, but the good thing is that actually I could use it, you know, because now we are the same height, so I win, I think.
Nice. Okay, so look, second up, we've got, you wanted to talk about the 2002 World Cup Nike shirts, and in particular the Brazil one. So we're going to let a few in here. Tell me why you like these ones.
Yes, actually, I told you, I had to choose one, but at the end, all the kits of the 2002 World Cup were like amazing for me because that's the first World Cup that I have kind of memory about, you know, because... Well, obviously, I remember the 98, but I was a kid, so I didn't enjoy the World Cup. I didn't watch all the matches, and the 2002 was the first World Cup that I was really interested in, and kind of the shirts that I always think that are my start in the idea of creating designs.
Okay.
And particularly those of Brazil and Nike, I was really amazed because they have the double fabric. They have the inner fabric and the normal fabric.
So
I was like always thinking that what is happening? Why do I see another color on the inside? So it was kind of funny for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why. And I also I picked that one because I earned that kit with an uncle because he bet me that I wouldn't do the Ronaldo haircut. So I did it for the football shirt. That's why I chose it.
I like that a lot. I like that.
Yes. So I probably looked ridiculous, but I did it.
It was worth it for the Brazil shirt. I like it.
Exactly.
So what is your relationship with the national team? Are you a big Mexico fan? Or would it be more club football for you?
Yes. No. I think Mexico squad here is everyone loves Mexico squad. I mean, probably every country loves his their national squad, but here in Mexico, every World Cup is crazy. You know, everyone is watching the matches. Even in the works, they pause the work to see the match, and then you come back and still doing the work. So. It's kind of really crazy here every World Cup.
One question I had about Mexico, they go for like a black shirt instead of a green shirt sometimes at Confederations Cup. Is there a reason for that? Do you know?
No, actually, it's like kind of the brand idea.
Okay.
Actually, Mexico, the first black kit was in South Africa, 2010.
Okay.
If I'm not wrong. And it was a sale boom. So I think that maybe the idea of the brand is still doing that after having those results.
Okay.
But, well, I'm particularly, I don't like it to be the home kit. If it is an away kit, it's okay for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But the good thing is that every World Cup we play in green. So if they don't change that, I'll be okay.
Okay. So it's nothing to do with tradition. It's purely a marketing thing, you think?
That's no, exactly. Actually, the first kit of Mexico was kind of burgundy.
Okay.
But, well, at the end, right now, the home kit is green.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hope in the next World Cup, it will be green and not black.
Okay. So, look, we're going to get a chance to talk about the Mexican League now. So the third and final shirt you've chosen is the 21-22 Club León home shirt by Charlie. Did you design this?
Yes. Yes, that's why. Why I picked that. Not I'm not talking like the egocentric way. I pick it because, well, as you can see, I'm kind of an emotional guy. And
right, right.
As a fan, I think that the dream is to be part of your team, or be inside the team to know everything about the team.
Yeah.
So. This kit is really special to me because I've always wanted to design the León kit, you know. So fortunately, I had the chance to do it alongside Charlie. And for me, it was like kind of my dream come true.
Yeah.
And when I went to the stadium and I saw all the players with the kit, I was really amazed.
Wow.
I'm going to confess that I probably dropped one or two tears.
Of course, yeah.
When they went out, but I think I chose it because of that, because I think it's my biggest moment actually as a football kit lover,
yeah,
and also as a football fan and also as a designer. That's why I pick it.
What was the process behind designing this one with the club? How did you work with them, and what was the idea for the pattern on it, all that kind of stuff?
It was a tough one actually, because as I told you, I was thinking as a fan and I was thinking also as a designer,
yeah.
Because I have kind of think in everything, you know, I have to think not only in me, in my ideas as a fan, but I also had to fulfill the team's board, the brand boards, and also yeah. Kind of my ideas. So it was a tough one, but at the end, I think the result was really, I don't know. I think it's not cool if I say that because I was the designer, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can say it for you. It's really smart. It's really interesting. It has a really super interesting pattern. People have to go and look it up. But it's like a kind of a broken shapes, broken diamonds kind of look and feel.
Yes, that's because the kit, well, actually, the kit is inspired by the team nickname, that is the Emeralds.
Right.
So though that pattern is simulating the rock itself.
Yeah.
And the idea or what I took is 20 years ago in, no, not 20, 30 years ago, 91, 92, the team was champion with that shade of green.
Okay.
If you Google the León kits, well, they have used kind of different shades of green.
Right.
But I took that green because I wanted to connect like the past fan base and the actual fan base, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that's why I took that shade of green, and the transition of the darker green to the lighter green, and this effect simulates the emerald itself.
Perfect. I love it. I wanted to ask you about the proliferation of sponsors in the Mexican League and how, as the designer, that makes you feel.
It's kind of tough because sometimes you're imagining like the perfect kit, and then you receive an email with the great news that this brand or other brand will be on the team kit. So
yeah,
actually, it's something that we have to understand. When I was outside designing football kits, I was the same as I was like the other fans, always annoyed, you know, like, oh my god, this brand or this brand. But at the end, you understand that they have to be on the shirt,
mm-hmm.
and it's an income for the team, it's an income for all the team's project, and at the end it also depends the success of a great season or not. But I think that in Mexico, it's kind of an abuse that there are a lot of sponsors. So, well, probably you have been looking at many shirts, and in Europe they have kind of regulations.
Yeah,
maybe only one front sponsor, one on the sleeve. So that will be the idea, but it's kind of tough.
How do you design shirts then with the particular sponsor in mind? Do you know what logos are going to be on there, what color, etc.? Do you kind of fit your designs around them somehow?
Yes, because it's easier to us, because at the end you know that there will be sponsors. So
yeah,
I think it's better to start designing with the sponsors, or having the idea that they will be some sponsor there.
Yeah.
And also to make the best as possible with the sponsors.
Yeah. How do you, so like thinking about next season, I'm guessing you're working on next season stuff already. When you design a shirt and you love it and it gets a great reception, like it sounds this one has, how do you then look at next year? Do you look to kind of change things completely, or do you look to kind of evolve it? Does it become part of a trilogy or something like that? Or, you know, what goes through your mind? How do you top it? It must be really difficult.
Yes. It's kind of difficult, because I think at the end, sometimes, you have to change something. But at the end also you have like the identity of teams. I mean, you already told me, imagine if Celtic changed the horizontal stripes, the hoops. Yeah. What do you think about,
Yeah, of course.
At the end also you have the marketing thing that, well, you have to be kind of changing, because at the end if you say, okay, I'm going to do the same, five stripes, well, the fans, maybe they will be thinking, okay, why should I buy the new kit, because I have already one with five stripes. So
of course
we have to be always thinking which things can we change, which things can we kind of be new. But at the end, we have to keep the team's identity. So yeah, it's kind of tough. But at the end, well, not tough, it's challenging, because it's part of the thing. You have to be, as a designer, you have to be creative. You have to be thinking always, as you said, in the future. So maybe you have to be thinking, okay, well, this season I'll do this, but the next season we have to do this. It's not only one season work. I see it that way. So I think it's like a long-term design process.
Yeah.
Because at the end, the brand will be with the team working. So we have to make each season's kit the best one.
Okay. So it's almost like building a relationship with the club. So as you're the supplier, you're building a long-term relationship with the club. That's interesting. So, Ricardo, look, we're recording now in October 2021, and you told me off mic that Club León are doing very well in Mexican League and Liga MX at the moment. Do you think this shirt will win a trophy this season?
I hope so. That will be the, how do you say, here in Mexico, we said that will be the cherry on the cake.
You know?
I don't know if it's the same.
We have the same, yeah, we have the same. The same.
That cherry will be. I always talk with a friend that's a really fan, and the beginning of the season the team wasn't as good as today. Mm-hmm. So he texts me like, "Oh my God, I think that probably we will not be champions with your kid." And I was like, "Oh come on, we need to be positive about it." And 2 weeks ago he wrote me like, "Okay, I think that we probably will be champions." So it will be great for me. I hope so.
Yeah.
But I'm talking as a fan, because at the end, if any team that is sponsored by Charlie win a championship, it's a great thing for the brand and also for me, because at the end I designed those kits also. So, but I'm talking from my heart that I hope so, that León will be champion this season.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed. When will we find out? Like kind of May time, same time as us?
No, here in Mexico, we play two tournaments. It's like the summer and the winter tournament.
Okay.
So in December, we will know. And if it is not in December, in May.
Okay.
So we have two chances of being champion.
Nice. Well, look, I'll keep an eye on things. Ricardo, it was absolutely amazing to speak to you. Thank you so much for sharing your football kit memories with me.
No, thanks, Rick. Thanks for the interest and thanks for this chat.
So there you have it. Massive thanks to Ricardo for sharing his football kit memories with me. Remember, you can follow me, my own collection, on Instagram or get in touch via Twitter or email. Make sure you follow Charlie on social. Check out Ricardo's work too. The music you heard was produced by Evilid. Check out his music on his Bandcamp page. There's links to absolutely everything I mentioned there in the notes section. And finally, thanks to you for listening. If you have enjoyed it, please do spread the word. Give me a follow on social and subscribe to Football Kit Memories on your podcast player of choice. And other than that, I guess that's it. So until next time, I'll catch you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.